Good morning, and thank you so much for calling Arch Top Fiber. My name is CJ. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Hi, CJ. My name is Joe. How are you?
Doing okay. How are you, Joe?
Good. I'm doing well. Thank you.
Doing all right. What can I do for you today?
Yeah, so I live in Saugerties, New York, which I know that Archtop is kind of moving into the area in February, but I believe from previous conversations I have had that I can kind of sign up now and then to get on the schedule for like installation, and then once you guys get in the area, then it'll obviously my service will start and stuff.
Absolutely. We can definitely go ahead and get you signed up. And then when it comes time for scheduling, we'll give you a call to schedule.
Okay.
What is your service address, please?
43 Pine Tree Lane. Pine Tree is two words.
Got it here. And it does show February 1st as our expected in-service date.
What day? Sorry.
February 1st.
Okay, no problem.
So what that means is that we are looking at typically it would be by the 5th or later that we would have the appointment available for you.
Okay, no problem.
So whichever day would work for you, we wouldn't be able to go ahead and schedule that today or now, especially because it's so far out. We don't want you to forget. But once the 1st arrives, we should be giving you a call by the 3rd, if anything.
Okay, no problem.
Okay, so typically we do require at least 5 days before so we can get the outside work done as well to get your outside of your home connected to the network at the street. So if we do give you the call on the 3rd, then you can expect by the 7th or 8th if it's just internet.
Okay, yeah, no problem.
Okay,
That'll be
perfect.
perfect.
Awesome. All right, and did you know anything about our plans or did you want me to go over the plans that are available?
I mean, we can go over them, but I think I'm leaning towards the 1 gig. I got the
Okay.
thing here that it says 1 gig for $69.99 with automatic ACH and paperless billing.
Yes. Yep. And then also, we do offer the 2 gig. It also does have the same promotion with the automatic ACH and paperless billing. It will take that $10 off, so it'll make it $89.99 if you wanted to go for the 2 gig.
I think I'll go with just the 1 gig for now.
Yeah, and if you want to upgrade, you absolutely can at a
Yeah.
later date. Yeah, no worries. All right. And then how large would you say your home is approximately in square footage?
1,100.
1,100? Okay, perfect. The reason that I asked that is just because we do offer a Wi-Fi extender at no cost if you were deemed necessary to have one. Anything larger than 1,000 may require one extender, but again, it's included in your cost. All taxes and fees are included. If the Archtop Fiber technician determines that you need the Wi-Fi extender, then he will gladly install that Wi-Fi extender. Any additional that you feel that you need would be $8 per month per extender.
Okay. Yeah, no,
Okay.
I don't think we'll end up needing it. I mean, I have Spectrum now.
Yeah, and it covers pretty well.
Yeah, I mean, I have these Linksys like cloud things that I hook up because we have Ethernet in every room.
Oh, gotcha.
So
Okay.
we kind of just resend the signal out and we've had no problems.
Okay, understandable. Absolutely. And then were you looking for home phone service?
What's the added cost, I guess?
So it'd be $24.99 per line.
Okay. I'm gonna pass for now. I might call and
Okay.
add it. This is technically a family house here. My parents are a little bit old school, so they might kind of want it.
Understandable.
But I have no need for it. But I'll ask them if they want it.
Yeah, absolutely. And then do you currently rent or own your current property?
This is owned.
Okay. And then how are your current utility wires feeding the home, such as power, your current Spectrum? Are they aerial between the house and the pole, or are they underground?
They're underground. So there's conduit. So we
It
got
has a
from the
conduit.
pole. Yeah, from the pole,
Okay.
we got conduit that comes down the pole. to essentially the electrical meter, which is like in the driveway.
Yeah.
And then from there, there's more conduit that goes into the crawl space of the house.
Okay, perfect. All right, awesome. And is your billing address different than your service address?
No.
All right. And what is your first name? I know you said Joe, but is it like Joseph?
Yes. Yeah,
okay. Joseph. And how do you spell it? Is it with a PH or an F?
PH.
Okay. So it's Joseph, correct?
Correct.
Last name, please.
Forlenza, Forlenza.
Okay, perfect. What is the best email address for you, please? This will also be your username to sign into the Archtop Fiber portal.
Yep. So it's going to be Joseph, M as in Michael,
mm-hmm.
period, and then Forlenza, Forlenza, at yahoo.com.
Okay, so it's Joseph, M as in Michael, dot Forlenza at yahoo.com.
Yep.
Okay, perfect. And what is your phone number that you'd like on the account, please?
347-813-1958.
Okay. Is there a secondary number you'd like to add to the account?
Yeah, I'll give you my dad. So 772-214-9806.
Okay. Alrighty, and how would you like us to contact you prior to your installation and for any future notifications regarding your account? We have the option of phone, email, or text.
I mean, all three are okay. Text would be probably the primary, just because if I'm at work, I may not get to answer a phone call, but I have no problem with.
Yeah, absolutely. And just so that you are aware, message and data rates may apply. That's typical with any carrier. But we don't send any advertisements to your cell phone unless you were to authorize that. Our typical text messages are always going to be account specific. What that means is basically anything with regards to billing updates, if we need you to reach out to us, appointment reminders, and you can even confirm your appointment via text. So that way you'll be in the know without having to necessarily, you know, answer a whole phone call while you're at work.
Perfect.
And then we did discuss a little bit about the ACH. Did you want to sign up for that now and enroll in it?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. All right. And I'll need the checking account and the routing number whenever you're able to.
Yep. 1 second.
Mm-hmm. We'll start with the routing first.
Now, this may be a dumb question, but obviously I'm not paying for anything today, right? Nothing until...
Nothing. No. So the billing cycle starts on the date of install.
Okay.
Yeah.
You want the account number first?
We can go with routing first, preferably.
Sure. 02-12-02-337.
Okay. And just to confirm, that's JP Morgan? Chase. It's Chase. I don't know why I always say JP Morgan, but it's Chase.
I know. Right. I work for them, so.
Oh, well, that makes sense. Gotcha. Yeah. And then the account number whenever you're ready.
599-89-6789.
Okay, perfect. And it is your name on the account?
Yes. Yeah, I mean, if you need a suffix, it's going to be Junior on the account.
Okay. So it's Joseph M. Forlenza Jr., or is the M not on the account?
No, the M will be on the account as well.
Okay. All right. I'd just like to make sure that that is there so we don't have any mismatch. Perfect. And this is a checking account, correct?
Yes.
Do you authorize direct debit payment every month when the bill is due?
Yep.
Now, you may notice that on the first day of install, once the installation is complete and everything is processed, you will see that it might take out on that day.
Okay.
Typically, it takes out on the same day that the billing statement comes out.
Okay.
Just so that you're aware. And then you said there's a conduit from pole to side of home.
Yeah. And then, I mean, then I could just give
secondary
you
conduit.
Yeah.
From side of home into crawl space. And that's under the home?
Yes. Yeah, so the crawl space is 4 feet. The entrance is inside the house, so they don't have to be outside, you know, once they get the lines ran.
Mm-hmm.
Then, you know, it's a 4 foot crawl space, so it's not like they got to be on their belly. They'll be on their knees. And then in there, there's a shelf where they can put any equipment, and there's an Ethernet switch. So if they could just plug into that as well, that would be awesome because that feeds the whole house.
Okay. All right. So let me put that in for the techs themselves, because the first part is for the property. The second part is for the techs. In crawl space,
yep,
there is an Ethernet switch.
Yep.
Okay. So I state that there is an Ethernet switch which runs through the entire home.
Yep.
And then for the Wi-Fi, did you want the router to be in, like, the living room?
I'll let the tech tell me where they think the best spot is. Spectrum left it under there. We have a shelf, as I mentioned, where, you know, they can put all the equipment. So they put it under there. I'll tell you that, you know, the speed is definitely probably hindered a bit, but it's still good enough where – I don't think it would be a problem, but if the tech, you know, thinks that it should be up, not in the crawl space, then, you know, we can really put it any room in the house. Cause
yeah, I did state, especially since we're going to be plugging it into the Ethernet switch, maybe we could have the modem in the crawl space. And then since there is an Ethernet connection that's feeding to the living room or whichever place that you would prefer to have it, we can go ahead and plug it into that.
Yeah, absolutely.
For the router. Okay. All right. So I did put tech able to determine where router goes. I got to fix that router. Would prefer a router to not be in crawl space. Modem able to remain crawl space. Oops, mistyped that one too. Wow, I'm on a roll today. All right, so the modem is able to remain in the crawl space. And since there is a switch that feeds every room in the house, then you have a bit of a better light. Ooh, better liberty as to choosing which room you want it in.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Is there anything that's buried on the property that we should be aware of, like other wires other than the electric? We're talking like septic tanks, gas lines.
Gas lines or no, but septic, yes.
Is it in the front, side, rear?
It's at the top of the driveway, actually, so they shouldn't really run into it because my car is, like, technically parked on top of it.
Okay.
So they'll never have an issue with it, most likely.
Okay. Just making sure. And, I mean, since there's a conduit, they're going to be pulling it through the conduit anyway, but God forbid that they have to, you know, micro-trench. We want to make sure that there's nothing that we need to be aware of. Okay, perfect. So, and then how did you hear about Archtop?
I was really just Googling for service providers, and you guys had came up but then weren't in my area, but then I signed up for – like notification.
Okay, absolutely.
And I've been getting mail ever since.
Yeah, I mean, typically we kind of do one of those mailers where the entire neighborhood or the entire township would receive it. So it could just be a coincidence that you Googled us and then all of a sudden we're receiving mail, because we do it to all neighborhoods so that they are aware that, hey, it's coming to the area. Order if you want.
Yeah, I mean, anything is better than Spectrum. So
I definitely agree, and we've had so many responses as to our service that is just absolutely phenomenal. So I'm happy that we're able to provide such great service. That's just my personal take on it, though.
Yeah, I mean, I used to live down in the city. I had Fios, which was, honestly, it's a great service. I had it for 4 years, never had to have a tech come besides like one time to like fix something. And I've been here for, because we had to rebuild this house, so I've been here for like almost a month and a half. I think Spectrum's had like 4 outages already.
Jeez.
Yeah. And it's just I mean, I never wanted them in the first place, but they're my only option. Well, they
were. Yeah, exactly. Now, see, that's the interesting thing. We do also notify if there's going to be maintenance that might cause an outage. So, I mean, we did have maintenance last night that did cause a couple of people to go out, and we had to notify them that, hey, we are doing maintenance. We apologize if you were missed on that text. But, yeah, no, I mean, so typically anytime there's, like, really an outage, it's usually maintenance caused.
Yeah, no, that's fine. I mean, everyone's got to do maintenance, you know?
Oh, of course. And, of course, you know, with fiber, they're always very delicate. So we definitely want to make sure that it is maintained properly.
Absolutely.
But you are all set as far as that goes. You should receive 2 emails, one of which will be your order confirmation, and the other one will be the link that will request you to log into your Archtop Fiber portal.
Okay, thank you.
Definitely click that link within the next 24 hours, because it does expire after 24 hours, so that you can go ahead and set your password.
Okay.
Other than that, you do have the capability of upgrading through the portal. You have the capability of viewing your invoices, or rather your billing statements. You can modify your auto pay settings on there. You can submit trouble tickets if ever there's a trouble with the internet. So there's a lot that can happen with the portal. It's a great tool. Or you could just give us a call. We're always friendly and able to help.
Absolutely. Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Of course, anytime. Is there anything else that I can help with today?
That is it. Thank you.
All right. Well, in that case, thank you so much, Joe, for calling into Archtop Fiber, and I hope you have a fantastic rest of your day, a great weekend, and a fantastic holiday season.
You too. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.